Good morning and welcome to the Catholic Radio Golf Outing. I'm Jim Ganley, and MJ Crowder is on hand as well. You might kind of think of this as a special edition of Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. There's going to be a lot of action, and actually there's a lot of faith going on too. Mass is just now
just finished.
So I want to thank everybody that has signed up. We've got a great turnout today, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I believe this might be golf outing number 12.
Is it?
I know it's, we've been around for about 13 years now, and I know originally the Catholic Business Exchange and Jim Liston had a great golf outing, and they were kind enough to turn it over entirely to us, which is a great thing. I want to always thank Jim and CBE for that. But right now, we've got a live broadcast that we want to get to. I keep wanting to say good afternoon, and the reason is because I'm getting kind of hungry, and they've been grilling over here, and we're getting the drift of charcoal
just starting.
Hot dogs and hamburgers. So it's going to be a great event, but you've got a guest we're wanting to get to.
I do. I thought, you know, it will be an incredible outing if we snag a priest and bring him over here to not only bless our live remote today, but bless the golf outing, because it looks like it's going to be beautiful weather. But we have Father Peter Logston with us from Our Lady of Grace. God bless you, Father. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you for grabbing me to offer this blessing. I think that this is a beautiful day. I love being outside and with this great Catholic community, which coming together on such a beautiful occasion as this golf outing the Catholic Radio provides us for, I think we can't do anything better than that.
Amen. Amen.
So the spreading of God's word, exactly what we are called to do. So
go ahead and offer us your blessing,
all right,
Father.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
God, our Heavenly Father, you have moved us through the divine inspiration of your Holy Spirit. As we approach Pentecost and the coming and the celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit, may we as a community of faith who gather here today to celebrate the lives that you have given us, always move towards a greater understanding of the work that you do for us and through us. We ask all of this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And Almighty God bless this outing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Before you leave us, if you could just tell us a little bit, you're at Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville.
I am currently assigned to Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville.
And have been there how long?
3 years now.
All right.
And I just have to give a little tidbit. The listeners, you can't hear this, but if there are any of the golfers that are here, Father pulled out of his pocket just a second ago and said, I'm going to keep this with me all day long. And what is that, Father?
I have a purple stole in case the golfers need
it. Deep confession. He's got the stole with them, golfers. And I said, you know, you may need that, Father. God bless you. Thank you so much for stopping in. Listeners, if you're just now tuning in, this is a little bit different than we normally, the programming that we would normally carry right now. We are at the golf outing. We're at the live golf outing here at Plum Creek today.
You know, and as we were setting up here, we were looking for a place to set our table and set up, and we found a great place, and somebody suggested, you know, maybe that'll be right in the middle of the lunch line.
It will be.
It is.
It is.
But we're live on location, and just so that you know that we really are here, and it really is live, we are out at Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel, and this is one of the really, really fun events. You know, most of our programming is geared toward teaching and learning and everything like that, which is what it's really all about, but from time to time we have a fundraiser like our golf outing, and it's fun just to get out of the studio and broadcast out in the real world, so to speak, the secular world for a little bit.
You know, we have another guest lined up, Tim Shaw. Welcome from the Celtic Cross. I love that store. God bless you. You know, right now in the Celtic Cross, you are in the heat of the battle, because we're talking First Holy Communion, we're talking people who have just come into the church at Easter, people that are being confirmed. I mean, this is a busy time for you.
Weddings are right around
weddings,
the corner.
Weddings, yes.
This is the season of the year. We're starting to wind down a little bit here, but still got a few more confirmations, and especially got graduation. We bother to say, come coming up. So, yeah, it's been a good year for us again.
And Jim, you've been a big sponsor here at the golf outing. We want to thank you very much for that. You've been a sponsor in several different regards and have a foursome or two that you brought along as well.
Well, Karen and I are glad to sponsor any way we can and help out. You guys do a great job here.
Who all is golfing with you today?
Got two foursomes from St. Alphonsus, LaGrorie, and Zionsville. So we hope to...
Great. That's a great parish, too. A big supporter of Catholic radio out there as well.
A shout out to Father Dennis O'Keefe, Mike McKinley, and everybody there.
He was one of the first priests that I met. Our studios were originally in the pyramids over on the northwest corner of town there, and we at one time decided that maybe we should have some daily devotions to priests, and I looked around from the pyramids over there, and you're not all that far from the pyramids. So he was right on my list there, and he was kind enough to come in and record some announcements. He was, I think, our very first priest and did a great job.
Good.
You know, if listeners, I just want to put a little plug out there for the Celtic Cross, because if you have not been, you're in for a real treat. I mean, the Celtic Cross, to me, I know you've heard this before, Tim, but years ago, Craig's Bookstore downtown was kind of like the premier place that everyone would go to find these things, you know, treasures, if you will, little treasures that were, and it was full with treasures. And I think what you've been able to do at the Celtic Cross is you have this incredible treasures there of old and new and an incredible mix. I mean, I don't know how you've done it. I don't know whether Karen
does a good job. She's her buyer, so she always gets something new and interesting to the store. So we're happy with our store. It's almost 4 years now we've been open, and we've had a lot of fun with it.
And where exactly is it? Where
86 and Ditch.
And right next to, it's dangerous for me, because you are right next to a terrible store to go to, and that's Steinmark, so it's easy.
Steinmark Shopping Center.
Yeah, so you see Steinmark, and you know that's right next door is Celtic Cross.
And do you have a website as well, Tim?
Yes, it's www.CelticCrossCatholic.com.
All right. Well, Tim, thank you very much for stopping by our booth here. I hope you guys go out and win today.
I would hope we drop a few putts, and who knows what will happen. But
there is a car out there on one of the hole-in-ones.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for supporting Catholic
thank
Radio.
Thank you for everything you do.
God bless you. Well, good luck.
All right. This is our golf outing here. We want to thank a couple of our major underwriters here, Marion Financial Partners, Brian Weiss and Kathy Weiss. Marion Financial Partners, been big golf sponsors here ever since our very first day having this golf tournament. So, Brian, thank you very much for that. Franciscan St. Francis Health, the Franciscan Health, also a big underwriter here. We want to thank them. And two new ones this year, brand new. We have Thurston Springer Financial, a great place to check out, Thurston Springer Financial, and Holy Rosary Parish.
Oh, yeah, that's them.
We had to create a special category for them. We had gold-level sponsorships, we had silver-level, and we had platinum, or whatever it was, what the other one was, I forgot, gold, silver, bronze. There it is. And we had the Holy Rosary had to have a special package, so they are
Silver Plus. You know, this is kind of, this whole week is an incredible week for Catholic Radio. And just walking up to us right now is Bob Tyson, and of course, the founder of Catholic Radio. And I wonder, you know, if for you this is incredible also, Bob, because we know we have validation and verification that our very first vocation was ordained this week on May 20th in Chicago that we know of at St. John's, the Canons Regular, St. John Canches. Brother Trenton Ralph became Father Trenton Ralph. And if you look at his bio on the website, he credits Catholic Radio, specifically Catholic Radio Indy, for his vocation.
Well, that's just wonderful news. We've been following his progress over time. We knew that he entered the seminary, so it's just wonderful to hear that he's going to be ordained, because that's really what we're all about. It's about evangelization, catechesis, and that we can create some vocations, assist in any way, shape, or form,
that's certainly something that we're very much interested in doing.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible. So who's in your, are you golfing today? Are you doing the golf run?
You haven't seen me golf that day. and you won't see me golf.
Okay, so what I'm getting is you two guys are driving the libation golf carts.
We are driving the beverage carts.
The beverage carts.
That's something I can handle. I have a license to do that. I have a driver's license. So I can, that's in my pay grade, I think.
So Bob, it's going to be Bob and Sharon on one cart and Jim and Sharon Gamley on the other cart. So the golfers will be well taken care of there. And well, we've got them all stocked up, too.
Well, you know, we don't have this opportunity very often, Bob, to sit you down and be able to have you for a couple minutes. Not even during the radiothons. We rarely get to listen to hear, you know, from you during the radiothons. So here's an opportunity. If there's anything that you want to share with our listeners, goings on. I know you just came through tax season, and so you have a little bit more time. But anything going on at Catholic Radio that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, we're looking at some options. We've had a few opportunities that have come our way to perhaps expand the signal beyond the Indianapolis area. That's one of our prime objectives. But in radio, these opportunities don't come along that often. So there's something we're exploring. Nothing to announce at this point in time, but we're always looking, and we're certainly hoping to do what we can to enhance our existing signal. That's our prime objective. So through the generous donations of our benefactors and sponsors, we've been able to accumulate a little bit, not enough to buy another station, but hopefully we have something and that we can make a nice down payment at some point in time if we can find a new one. That's what we're looking for. That's really the main objective that I personally have. I feel the Lord's called me to bring Catholic Radio to Indy. I feel that part of that is to cover the whole area, the whole metropolitan area. And that's our objective. We haven't achieved that yet. We know we have weaknesses, but we're thankful for what we have, but we want to expand wherever we can, too.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is, you're just now tuning in, listeners. There's a loud buzz in the background, and of course, we're at the Catholic Radio golf outing today out at Plum Creek. It's going to be a glorious day. We have Bob Typen, our founder, with us. We started off the top of the hour with Father Peter Logston, opened up our live remote with a blessing, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. And as far as numbers go, I think we're at record numbers today.
Well, we're very high. We're very high. I think last year we might have a few more, but it fluctuates each year, and this is certainly a good year, both golf-wise and sponsor.
The preliminary numbers looks like we could beat last year in terms of our the NASA contribution to Catholic Radio. So our number of golfers is down, I think, a little bit from last year.
A little bit.
But the sponsorships are up, which is good. So overall, financially, it's going to be a success, and we're quite thankful for that.
And that's the bottom line. That's what we're looking for, is a success.
Well, it is a fundraiser, because as much as you enjoy listening to Catholic Radio, you do have to remind yourself from time to time that it is listener-supported. It's a Catholic radio station. It has the blessing of both the Archdiocese and the Diocese of Lafayette. But we're pretty much on our own when it comes to funding, and so that leaves us listener donations and the business underwriting and events like we're having today. So we want to thank everybody for their ongoing support and for their support today. It's kind of a fun way to support Catholic Radio. Come out, have a great lunch, golf all afternoon, have a steak dinner, and go home. And boy, you've helped a great cause in the process.
Amen.
Today we're going to be golfer-supported, Catholic Radio.
I love it, golfer-supported.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob,
for stopping by. I want to thank our sponsors, our underwriters again here, Marion Financial Partners, Brian Weiss, and Kathy Weiss, and the whole crew there at Marion Financial Partners. Thank you very much for your generous support. They have been our gold double sponsor, I think, every year since we've had it. And Brian, we want to thank you very much for that. Franciscan Health, been with us a number of years as well. I want to thank them very much as well. Thurston Springer Financial, brand new one this year. We certainly appreciate their efforts. And Holy Rosary Parish, downtown. I always say downtown. I guess that's...
Well, I say downtown, too, because it's right across from Lilly. I think anything 5 miles out of Geist is downtown. So, you know, we have another person making his way up to the table, up to the mic this afternoon. And actually, Will Hampton has been our MC and host for the Catholic Radio Day.
He has indeed.
So welcome, Will Hampton, from Marion University.
Thank you very much. It's a great day. We've got great weather so far. Knock on wood. Say a prayer.
Right?
Amen.
I've been through a few things with you guys here. This Catholic radio.
Oh, yeah.
We've had tornadoes almost. We've had snow, I think.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Will, is a couple of years ago, it was so cold, I was begging gloves from the golfers, you know, the gloves that they wear to, I think, protect their hands from getting calluses, but I was putting them on for warmth, and then last year we just about melted. I mean, it was in the high 80s of melting. Today, it could be more perfect. There's just a little bit cloudy, it's like partly cloudy, partly sunny. This is perfect.
And I love this golf outing. I just came from Mass, I followed Jasinski, and when you think about a Catholic, and you're trying to support a great cause, that's why we're here today,
Amen.
To support Catholic Radio. But to be able to come here, have fellowship, talk to people of the same faith, go to Mass, receive the Holy Communion,
Amen.
Then tee it up.
Amen.
I don't think there's a better way
right?
to spend your day.
Right? What kind of fellowship is that? You know, is it this year? Did Marion University just graduate the first... Yeah, they did.
Yeah, the first doctors of osteopathic medicine. I'm still learning how to say that. But,
that's very exciting.
But that was just a few weeks ago, our first graduating class. I think it was around 140 new doctors on the scene, thanks to Marion University. And now every year we get a new class of 162. So really, that freshman class 4 years ago started off, first-year med school students, started off with 162, and they fell to about 140. That's a pretty good number.
Yeah.
That's tough to get through that. So they did, and they graduated, and now they're ready to take on the world.
Wow. That's incredible. That's really incredible. And to think it's in our own backyard, you know, the vision to not only bring a new medical school to Indianapolis, to Marion University, that had to be not only a huge vision, for Paul Elser, but for Marion University.
Yeah.
But now to graduate the first class.
Yeah.
So, and God bless Marion University, huge supporters of Catholic Radio, really almost from day one. I mean, they've been around for a long time. So, graduating the new class of the DOs, ODs, whatever. What else?
DOs.
Okay. All right.
Some of them might be a little ODs.
They also have a lot going on in athletics.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Unbelievable. Just today, leaving for Florida, Scott Fleming and our women's softball team, they're heading to the national championships, the NAIA World Series.
Oh,
they've already won their regional. They won that out in California last week, and now they're one of 10 teams still left to play in the NAIA World Series, and they play this Friday night down in near Orlando, actually Claremont, Florida. So that's happening this week. Our track and field teams, men and women, are competing in Gulf Shores, Alabama at the national championships this week. And just last week, our men's tennis and our men's baseball team competed for national championships. So a lot going on. Of course, this year, women's basketball won their second straight national championship. And our cycling program continues to just reel off victory after victory. If you're counting at home, which I hope you are, we're up to 37 national championships now.
37.
Marion cycling.
Now let me ask you this. I didn't catch it, and if I did, forgive me. Did you mention rowing? Does Marion University have rowing yet? Because that seems to be like a new rage that's coming
up. It is.
Here.
Don't say that too loud.
Okay.
President Elsner here. We'll have a rowing team.
Well, I just hear a little bit of these.
Well, I mean, the proximity to Eagle Creek, it could happen.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right
now we have 24 intercollegiate sports, you know, everything.
Wow.
The most recent teams that have been added are women's lacrosse and wrestling, the men's wrestling teams.
Sure.
Those two were just added, just finished their first year of competition. So there's a lot going on. The campus is on fire with construction. We are building a new basketball arena and a new dining hall and a new business school. The Clark Byron
School
is getting a much-needed, long-overdue facelift. So it's a lot going on. It's a fun time.
Okay. Well, God bless you, Will Hampton, Marion University.
Thank you very much.
I see Jim
Liston
kind of ambling over to the table. You know, you ought to mention our sponsors today.
I do want to mention this is our Catholic Radio golf outing, and MJ and I are out at Plum Creek Golf Club. having a great time, as a matter of fact. In fact, I hope they're going to leave some lunch for us there. They've got hot dogs. They've got, I think, cheeseburgers, and I think I saw potato salad go by there. Lots of good-looking stuff there, and everybody's having a great time here so far.
Maybe we should ask our next guest if the cheeseburgers or hot dogs are, he's nodding, okay.
I want to acknowledge Marion Financial Partners as one of our prime underwriters. They're our gold-level underwriter, and want to thank them so much for their tremendous support over the year, Brian and Kathy Weiss and all the good folks there. Also, Franciscan Health, big sponsor, Thurston Springer Financial, a big underwriter here this year in Catholic Radio, and Holy Rosary Parish, Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Indianapolis with the Italian parish there, and I'm sure the big street festival will be coming right up. So thank you to all those sponsors. Thank you to all of our whole sponsors as well, and we've got a bunch of those, and we just couldn't do it without them. That's what makes it all possible here. Also, a big thank you to Knights of Columbus. We have 8 different area Knights of Columbus Council
here today
that are all here today.
Oh,
and
my goodness,
they're
gracious.
All sponsors. St. Pius, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, Our Lady of Grace, St. John Vianney, St. Malachi, St. Simon, St. Louis de Montfort, and the St. Joseph.
Oh, my goodness.
St. Joseph in Lebanon.
We are well represented today. It's going to be a beautiful day. And really, this cannot go without saying that we owe today, in large part, to our next guest, Jim Liston, because Jim Liston was really the one who brought us in on the golf outing many years ago.
We got to miss the real painful years.
Yeah.
when you start up a golf outing, the first few years, it's a lot of work until you kind of get the ball rolling.
But you know, it was really kind of neat because Jim brought us in early on. My kids were like early, like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, and they were selling mulligans, and someone had this great idea. Who could say no to a 10-year-old girl selling mulligans, right? So that's how Catholic Radio initially, Jim, you know, the brainchild, and we got kind of like a tithing from the golf outing through the mulligans and whatever. In fact, one of them, my daughter, who's now 26 years old, working on a PhD at UC Austin, she was one of the first ones who sold mulligans 10 years ago. So welcome, Jim Liston from CBE.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here and happy to turn all the work over to you guys.
Well, it's been a great fundraiser for us, Jim, and we do really seriously appreciate it.
Yeah.
What kind of guests do you have upcoming for CBE?
Well, next month we actually have Bill Paradise, who has recently written a book called Cancer, You and God.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
It's really a great read, and the people that have really enjoyed it. It's a pretty unique book, and I don't think there's any family out there that hasn't been touched in one way, shape, or another by that terrible disease. So he'll be very timely and interesting. And we really don't go out too many months in advance. We kind of keep our cards close to the vest, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
I think coming into August and September, we'll have some speakers that we may need to use the big ballroom.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Jim Liston is our guest right now from Catholic Business Exchange, of course, of Indianapolis. And you've had a number of guests over the years. Barb Brinkman usually goes to the meetings, and she'll come back all on fire. Yeah, I heard the most wonderful speaker. You've got to have this guy on. And really, we have Faith in Action has been the benefit, the happy benefactor of many of the wonderful people. I mean, so he's doing the heavy lifting on a lot of things for us. So I thank you, Jim, where you find these wonderful people.
Yeah, well, just keep praying, and people give good suggestions if they've heard somebody somewhere and whatever. And, you know, in September, we'll be starting our 14th year.
Wow,
14
incredible.
Years. And you know, for those people who don't quite understand what Catholic Business Exchange of Indiana, what exactly is it?
It's basically a monthly opportunity for Catholic men and women to come and enjoy their faith, meet new friends, and hopefully start utilizing other business resources in the Catholic community. So we basically have a logo of a stool with 3 legs, and the biggest leg in the front is faith, because we start with a Catholic Mass. Friendship is another big ingredient in making friends from different parishes all over the city, just like the Catholic Radio outing. And then the third, obviously, is business. We want Catholics to do business with other Catholics,
And I can give example after example of people that have came up and said, I use this business because of meeting them at Catholic Business Exchange, or one of my biggest clients now is someone that gave me a chance because of our meeting.
I always kind of think of it as a Catholic Chamber of Commerce almost. And it's got a big faith factor that a Chamber of Commerce wouldn't have, but it kind of serves that purpose of promoting business and promoting the Catholic faith, and you know, it's just a wonderful thing. Next meeting is when?
The next meeting is always the third Friday of each month, so the next one will be Friday, June the 19th. And the other thing I'm so proud of is that we've never missed a month.
Wow. 13. Incredible run.
We don't give up. We don't take off the summer. We don't worry about the holidays. If somebody's out of town, that's fine. But we will be there on the third Friday. And last month, we actually, Dave Anderson, who's been our long-time video photographer, and we videotaped each of our speakers, he actually put us on Facebook Live.
Oh, wow,
and
that's
so
cool.
It was streaming while our speaker, David Befurum, the director of Catholic Charities. So that was a first for us.
Oh, wow. And you know what? That's kind of wonderful because the younger people, and I don't know how old he is, but we kind of brought Facebook Live into it the last radiothon, and we went live. The last few brought it in, and that's like the 35 and under crowd. And our intern, our summer intern, did the same thing, kind of took us live. That's kind of wonderful. Jim Liston, Catholic Business Exchange, I know you want to get to your golfing, and I see someone else ambling up to the table. God bless you, and thank you for all you do for Catholic Radio. I see Brian Weiss, Marion Financial Partners
Jim,
here.
Thanks.
And, of course, Marion Financial Partners, I think, is our super platinum sponsor. And the wonderful thing about
And gets the award for the Longevity Award, too.
Amen.
Longest continuous golf sponsor we've had and the biggest continuous golf sponsor, Brian. And we really appreciate that.
You know, what's wonderful about Brian is Brian came in many years ago into the golf outing. And I remember the very first time you came and you said, I'm not going to play. I'll sponsor you. I'll support you financially, but you don't even want to see me play. And that's what you said initially. I don't know if that happened for 1 year or 2 years, but all of a sudden.
Now he's a pro.
Now you're. I think they were going to take the cup last year, but now you're playing.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm glad you give me the super duper award for sponsor because I surely won't get it through my golf score. No way.
Well, who's on your team today?
We have my daughter, Haley.
Oh, yeah, she was here last
year. She's going to be a junior in Franciscan University this year.
Yes.
And we have Paul Kraft.
Yes.
And Rick Orms.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay, and Paul Kraft, I think my brother-in-law ran into him and went to high school with him or something like that.
Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah, it's the same group as we had last year, so bless their heart, they're in putting up with me again.
And, Brian, we keep mentioning the name Marion Financial Partners, but for somebody who's not familiar with that, what the heck is it?
We're an investment advisory firm on the south side of Indianapolis. We focus on investing in a prudent, diversified manner. We can do that actually in even today's market. We don't need to run into these perceived safe investments that people are scared into, which are high commission annuities that a lot of folks are selling in insurance products. And the one thing I really want to advocate for investors in a way that they need to be aware of who they're investing with, because there's a lot of folks out there today that are not who you think they are. And I'm not going to go into any details.
Well, that's important to point out because you're dealing with people's lifelong savings.
That's right.
They work very hard to put this together, and this is a serious matter.
That's right. So people do need to check these individuals out. They need to do their homework. And one little tidbit I like to share with investors is when you're in a meeting with your investment advisor, spring a question on them like, what's your credit score?
Ooh, never heard that one. That's good. That's very good.
You would be surprised how poor credit scores are for investment advisors.
Really?
Now think about
it. It should be off the charts.
If you're hiring someone to manage your money and help you manage money
right.
and save for retirement,
yes.
and they have a poor credit score, more so than yours even,
right?
What's that saying?
Mm-hmm.
Look,
the listeners. Because,
well, let that fall where it is.
Well, I know, Brian, you guys at Marion Financial have kind of a unique, or almost a unique way to invest. There's a lot of newsletter writers usually that have some elaborate scheme and elaborate charts,
yeah.
And when this happens at the same time as this happens,
right.
Then we do this, and when this happens, we do that, and when we do this, that's not the way you work it.
No, a lot of what you're alluding to is stock picking, market timing, and track record investing, and that is nothing but a way to help you release that money from your possession and put it into the other person's possession. We tend to do a diversified approach that you do not have to do any of that.
And it's a huge number.
Yeah, we have over 12,000 stocks internationally in 45 countries, and we have over 4,000 bonds throughout the globe as well. And so when you have that kind of diversity, you don't have to worry about missing this or missing that. We already own it.
Yeah.
We own all the available stocks out there that are worth having, so we don't have to jump back and forth.
And that's important, because there's always in the market something's going up and something else is going down, and if you try and jump back and forth.
Here's a little tidbit I'll leave you with, and then I got to go help my foursome. If you learn about a tip, it's already too late.
Oh, that's good. Brian Weiss, Marion Financial Partners. That's
thank you for having me. Very wise,
Brian Weiss. I like it.
And thank you again, Brian, for all your support on Catholic Radio, a regular underwriter, a board member, our gold level sponsor here at our golf outing. So thank you very much for that. Also want to mention our other underwriters here for our golf outing, our silver level sponsors, Franciscan Health and Thurston Springer and Holy Rosary Parish. And speaking of parishes,
well,
we've got another priest we need to be talking
we
to.
We do. We opened up with Father Peter Longston opening up today and giving us a blessing to start our live remote, and I thought what a more fitting way to finish than have Father Brian Dzinski here from
St. John Vianney.
Let him jump in and say St. John Vianney. God bless you, Father. And who's on your foursome?
Steve Chaplin, his son-in-law, Tom Kavanaugh, and his son, Stephen Chaplin.
And you're going to take the big money, didn't
well,
you?
Well, yeah, probably.
Probably.
Sounds like some serious golfers on that team.
But there's high odds, so put whatever money on and you win.
I love it. And I thought maybe you'd close us out with a blessing. It looks like it's going to be glorious, but we need all the prayers we can get.
Well, I just want to thank Catholic Radio for putting this on and for all the good work they do to evangelize and to get God's word out and message. So thank you. And dear Heavenly Father, we just ask you to bless this day and bless all the golfers. May they enjoy their time. May they give honor and glory to you by their actions and their words. May they never forget the reason why they do what they do. And may Mary, our blessed mother, protect and watch over us with the mantle of her love. And may Almighty God bless Catholic Radio and all the citizens of this area, and who hear this message, may they go out and spread the good news. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Thank you, Father. Good luck. Father Brian Dzinski from St. John Vianney Parish, and it's about shotgun start time here.
Yes, it is.
We always start with the beginning of our broadcast and kind of wonder, how are we going to fill this? And all of a sudden, one thing and another comes along. So I think we're going to wrap things up. MJ, anything you want to say in closing?
We are. It's glorious. I just all glory be to God. Thanks be to God for the beautiful day, for the enthusiastic golfers, for the wonderful priests that we have here, for all of our wonderful sponsors. And thank you so much for supporting Catholic Radio.
All right. We're going to wrap things up here, turn things back to Kent Blanford back at the studio there. And Kent will get you back into our regular EWTN programming. I can remind you, or he can remind you, either way, you're listening to Catholic Radio, 89.1 FM, WSBM Cloverdale, Indianapolis, and WSQM Noblesville, Indianapolis.